American Airlines has been trying to rebound from losing two jetliners in the September 11th terrorist attacks. That recovery was made harder yesterday when one of its Airbus A300s crashed in New York. Investors reacted by selling off shares in transportation, leisure, and travel industries. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The reaction on Wall Street to news of the latest airline crash was to sell anything having to do with the airlines and sort it out later. Shares in American Airlines' parent company, AMR, closed down 9%, or $1.64 a share. Other airline stocks also closed lower yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down around 200 points early in the day, though the market later recovered most of those losses. Mike Boyd runs an aviation consulting firm in Colorado. He says no matter what the cause of the crash, it comes at a bad time for the airline industry.
None of this is good news, especially after the incidents of 9/11. But overall, if this is a mechanical failure, it's not going to reflect on the industry as badly as the alternative, which would be terrorism.
And even if the crash does turn out to have been an accident, that probably won't help struggling airlines. John Waterman is chief investment officer with Rittenhouse Financial. He says what matters is whether people are willing to fly. And he says anything that reflects negatively on the airline industry at this point is likely to further scare away travelers.
Tragedies like this, even non-tourist one, make people think about air travel. And if people are a little bit gun-shy already about getting on a plane, this will just set an American Airlines or United Airlines, set them back further in that recovery process. And they'll have to work a little bit harder to convince consumers that it's safe to fly.
Meanwhile, at airports around the country, some flyers were clearly more worried than others. At Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport, Mark Harris was visiting his family and getting ready to head back home to San Francisco. He said he wasn't overly concerned about the crash.
It doesn't give me more reason for concern traveling. I think it was an accident, and not too worried, actually.
But others, like Susan Reel, who was flying out of Chicago's O'Hare to Hartford, said no matter what the cause of the crash, it made her uneasy.
It was a little disconcerting waking up and hearing that the plane had crashed. But I guess you see a lot of planes going in and out and hope for the best.
But it wasn't just airline stocks that were pounded yesterday. Stocks of cruise lines, hotel companies, and online travel firms also fell. Lehman Brothers analyst Joyce Miner says if people aren't flying, all those kinds of businesses suffer.
Anytime you have something that's problematic for travel, you'll see the sector react. But hopefully, if it's just something that's an accident, it shouldn't be a big permanent impact on the stocks.
Outside of travel and tourism, the stock market has actually fared fairly well lately. The NASDAQ is back up above where it was before September 11th, amid some renewed optimism over technology shares. At the end of last week, all of the major stock market indexes had returned to pre-attack levels, though the Dow closed down more than 50 points yesterday. The White House, for its part, urged Americans to get back in the air after Monday's jetliner crash. It should be pretty clear as the holiday season approaches whether or not people choose to follow that advice. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.